On yesterday's front page of the Los Angeles Times, reporter Alex Wigglesworth has a piece about the prosecution of a Central California woman who was addicted to methamphetamine and whose baby was stillborn, reportedly as a result of her drug abuse. At least that is what's alleged. She's being prosecuted under a very rarely invoked California state law, which allows, in the case of fetuses that don't survive as a result of drug abuse, that prosecution could occur for the pregnant woman. Alex Wigglesworth, thank you very much for being with us talking about this. How did you find out about this case?
So police sent out a news release when this woman was arrested. Her name is Chelsea Becker. She's 25 years old from the town of Hanford, California. And looking into it, we found that there was actually another woman from the same town who was also charged with murder under an almost identical situation in January 2018. So we just sort of talked to some legal experts about why this amendment to the murder statute is so rarely invoked in these types of cases. And a lot of people said that it's not really the way that the law is intended to be used.
The law was changed to include the death of a fetus after a case where, I don't know, it was a domestic partner or husband of a woman beat her, and that caused the fetus to die?
Yeah, so in 1970, there was a man in Stockton, California, who beat his estranged pregnant wife so badly that it caused her to lose the baby. And he was convicted of murder, but the state Supreme Court ended up overturning that conviction, saying basically that a person couldn't be convicted of murder in connection with the death of a fetus because California's murder statute just didn't provide for that. So then the legislature amended the statute to include a fetus as a possible victim. But a lot of legal experts and women's rights advocates say that that was really intended to be used in these domestic violence situations, and it was never intended to be invoked against a woman, a pregnant woman, in connection with a miscarriage or stillbirth of her own child.
Well, and if a pregnant woman did harm to herself in an effort to cause the death of the fetus, would that be prosecutable?
The law does allow for abortion. That is something that's specifically exempted. But, I mean, it's unclear. There's a lot of prosecutorial discretion in actually bringing this type of charge against a woman. And to my knowledge, a woman in California has not been prosecuted for intentionally, or at least not for murder.
Yeah. So if the law is intended to be because it's at the hands of another person, then you would think that the use of drugs by the pregnant woman would not be subject to this particular law. But it sounds like that's not explicit in the law one way or the other.
It's not, but in the past, courts have thrown out similar cases. In 1992, there was a woman named Roseanne Harig who was charged with murder after she gave birth to a stillborn baby. Authorities said that she had gone on a cocaine binge. And that's why the child died. Her case was the first attempt in California to prosecute a woman under this amendment to the penal code. Again, it was in 1992. ACLU defense lawyers argued that the amendment wasn't intended to be used against pregnant women in connection with the deaths of their own children. And a superior court judge in San Bernardino County agreed and dismissed the case. And then there was a similar prosecution the following year that was also dismissed. So a lot of legal experts are saying when you sort of look at the legislative history of this amendment to the murder statute, that it hasn't really held up in court.
Because judges have thrown it out previously. Now, in the prosecution we're talking about right now that you write about, it sounds like the woman's family is split. There's actually, isn't it an uncle who really thinks she should be punished for the effect of her addiction on the fetus?
Sure, that's her aunt. And she actually has custody of two of her children, one of which was born exposed to drugs. So I think she's coming from a place where she's sort of seen firsthand the harm that drugs can do to a child that's in utero. And she does think that she needs to face some type of consequence.
All right. And is, to your knowledge, there been any discussion about the legislature adapting the law at all? Or have you heard from anybody in the wake of your story?
No, I have heard from some legal advocacy groups who are possibly interested in assisting with Chelsea Becker's defense. But I haven't heard that there's been necessarily any kind of legislative push to amend the law.
All right. I want to thank you, Alex, for being with us and talking about the story, front page of yesterday's Los Angeles Times. We have a link to it on our AirTalk page, which will take you to the LA Times website to read the story. A number of fascinating legal issues, which at a future time we'll actually debate them out. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Alex Wigglesworth is staff writer for the Los Angeles Times, author of the piece, which raises the issue of whether drug-addicted pregnant women should be held responsible if their drug usage leads to the death of their baby.